Hello, we're reading from Kabbalah for the student. We're on page 259, letter 28, item 28. You can go to our website and find the article there and also ask us questions through the website. Selected questions will be asked here. So again, Kabbalah for the student, page 259, item 28. Now we fully understand the previous words he says. Now, therefore, if you will partaken under my voice indeed and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I am telling you here, that ye shall be mine, own treasure from among all the people. This means that you will be my treasure, and the sparks of purification and cleansing of the body shall pass through you unto all the peoples and nations of the world, for the nations of the world are not yet ready for it. And at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all nations. And therefore, he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to cleave unto me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people. And if you agree to be the remedy for all nations, I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love thy friend as thyself, which is the access of all the Torah and mitzvot, and a holy nation is the reward in its final form of dvikut with him, which includes all the rewards that can be conceived. We see this from the system, that if a person is in a certain state where he connects between the Creator and others, even though he works for them and has to integrate with them and raise their desire to the Creator, the Creator is a higher degree than he's on now. So afterwards, engage in giving everything back to them, what he receives to give to them, because the elder takes twice. If that is his work, so obviously he's doing the work of priests. And from all this kind of work, when gathering and integrating in the vessels, so they reach the holy priests, the holy nation. That is the summary of the whole work, that a person becomes equal to the Creator. The Ramchal explains it very nice, if I could say nice about the Ramchal. He writes it in his book, The Path of the Creator, that on the degrees where the man ascends in the vessels of bestowal. Questions about what is written here? Yes, Tzvika. He says, now, if you listen to me and kept my covenant, what covenant? I didn't see a covenant. There isn't a covenant yet. What should we listen to? Rav, hold on. The Creator says that he signs a covenant with you, right? What is the covenant? That you must enter the work and implement what he's giving you for the whole world, right? All of humanity, that's your work. If you do that, then he will keep the covenant and give you the degree of priests, even the degree of sanctity. Yes. So what does he mean, and you will be the remedy of all nations? Well, I didn't reach a covenant yet, so what remedy? Rav, so be it. You be it by giving everybody through your soul. You pass on all the bestow from above, and that way everybody can be corrected. The entire general system has to be corrected through all the individuals in it. Everyone must reach adhesion with the Creator. You reach adhesion, the rest of the partial shattered souls get an infusion through you. That's it. Now, after you comes here, Akoka sitting here, so now he too enters contact with the Creator, and through him, all of humanity also gets it. And that's how each and every one, all is one, everybody's equal in this. According to what you're saying, we don't have to reach anything, because you're our love, you pull the remedy. Me? No, I'm not giving you anything, but you're one of us. Rav, am I Rav or am I one of you? Wait, you're sitting with us, aren't you one of us? Rav, I don't want to be with you. Wait, the teacher, is he part of the tens? You say you're a guide, but Rav, the teacher is a force that takes care of the tens and will fill it according to the efforts that the ten make to try to be like him. Well, the surrounding light, well, this is how we call it. The surrounding light around the ten is the Creator, and he's putting pressure and stroking and hugging in order for the ten to reach a state that they will want to be like him according to the quality bestowed. Then you can fulfill it in according to that, and then there'll be adhesion between the ten and the Creator. So how do you explain this sense? He says, but when they aren't capable of doing this yet, I need the nation that will be a remedy. Rav, that not all of humanity at once reach such a readiness to be in adhesion with the Creator in each and every one, but some are still far from feeling it, from any need in it. They're on the still level, some are on the vegetative level, as people, but on such degrees. Still in humanity, vegetative in humanity, animate in humanity, and then the speaking level. Then in a state, when he starts being the speaking level between humans, he starts getting a deficiency. Man, Adam, is a deficiency to resemble the Creator until he goes through all these stages. The still in man and the vegetative in a person that wants to resemble the Creator, and animate in someone who wants to resemble the Creator, and then the speaking in someone who wants to resemble the Creator, meaning those are already degrees on the stages of a spiritual develop in man. But some aren't even spiritual, that they didn't even finish the corporeal. What do you want from them? It's 99.99 of humanity. Well, so also for them we need to do something. Who's going to take care of them? Those same people who already got a correction, that already got a deficiency, that they start understanding through this deficiency that they can't implement it if they don't take care of others. The Creator isn't turning to those 99.9999, but he's turning to you. He's saying, Tzvika, come here. I let you come close to me. How did you use that? How did you use it by me drawing you here? You're not keeping the covenant between us. What, you're not going to do what I'm expecting of you? Well, so go to hell.
Barur, Ken?
Clear, right?
Ken, Vlad.
You are the Rav Leitman who corrected himself. You've corrected yourself in each one of us sitting in the lesson.
You would have liked that.
No, that's why we're sitting here and feeling you and studying.
No, only with the grace of the Lord you're sitting here. If you think that by that you came here on your own and you're here because of your own right? No, it's the Creator giving you an opportunity to sit here and listen and enjoy, seemingly enjoy that you're being here. If he were to take that illumination from you, he would have disappeared here instantly, without words. You don't know how a person runs away when the Creator takes away that illumination. He doesn't even say anything. He is incapable. He just runs away. He flees. You're here because the Creator is giving you a certain pleasure that it's worthwhile to sit here. I'm getting something out of this. I'm sitting here and in my bank somewhere something is dripping into my account.
A lot of friends around the world I see Almaty and just sitting in the lesson, studying with you.
Yeah, and they need to be grateful for the Creator for giving them such a desire. Desire to be in the lesson and to enjoy it. Enjoy what? What we're learning about Him, the Creator. Yes? Start with gratitude.
From this gratitude, from the Creator, through you and us, we all correct. Each one corrects himself in his ten. That's how the system is built.
If the ten starts with blessing the Creator, it's considered a good day, a beginning of a good day. It's good. That's how we should start. Everything from the right.
And that's how we're built, right? Each one in his ten, and from his ten onward and below, that's how we connect the whole world?
Yes, that's how we'll connect.
Now, when we go out every day, what do? We start from the morning lesson.
I didn't get it.
How do we continue the gratitude throughout the day?
You don't need anything more. Only each and every moment, just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You connected to Him? Connected. Everything you receive is good, although it can be bad, yeah, also good. That's nice. Only think about there's no one besides Him, good, who does good, and thank you.
Till evening lesson.
No, all the time. Well, only until the evening lesson, and then after that, no?
We are on the last paragraph on the page. These are the words of our sages in clarifying the ending. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. They made the precision that these are the words, no more and no less. This is perplexing. How can you say that Moses will add or subtract from the words of the Creator to the point that the Creator had to warn him about it? And we find none like him in the whole Torah. On the contrary, the Torah is about him, for he is the trusted one in all my house.
Yeah, the trustee of the home means that he trusts him like he trusts himself. So how can he? There was any blemish in the work of Moses, which is for us representing the complete, perfect spiritual work. Please.
29. Now we can fully understand that concerning the form of the work in its last manner as explained in the words a kingdom of priests, which is the final definition of love thy friend as thyself, it was indeed conceivable for Moses to restrain himself and refrain from disclosing the full outline of the work all at once, lest Israel would not want to detach themselves from all the material possessions and give all their fortune and assets to the Creator as instructed by the words, a kingdom of priests. It is much like the Rambam wrote that when women and small children must not be told the matter of the clean work which must be in order to not be rewarded, and wait until they grow, become wise, and have the courage to execute it. Therefore, the Creator gave him the above warning, no less, but offer them the true nature of the work in all its sublimity, expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests. And regarding the reward that...
Is it clear up to now? We can describe the entire process we have to undergo from the state of beginning of creation till the end of creation, including the entire process of correction of the soul, when we awaken from the animate degree to the human degree, the speaking degree, and then we begin to correct ourselves in that speaking degree. When a person begins to correct himself in a way that is similar to the Creator, because the speaking is Adam, the one who is similar to the Creator. And to what form? Till the final form, which is the purpose of correction, purpose of creation, to reach complete adhesion in the Creator, and not to miss anything. That's what we have to say. Not in a straight way to someone who is not prepared to hear it, but the explanation is something you can give and gradually open to everyone. And here... Nonetheless, there's a question. What does Rambam write, Maimonides, where he talks about gradually disclosing the secret? What secret is he talking about? And what happened to the explanation of Baal HaSulam?
And regarding the reward that is defined in the words, a holy nation, it was possible for Moses to contemplate interpreting and elaborating further about the pleasantness and the sublime subtleness that come with Dvikut with them, to persuade them to accept this extreme, to completely detach themselves from any worldly possessions as do priests. Hence, he was warned no more. But be vague and not explain the whole reward, including in the words, a holy nation. The reason for this is, had he told them about the wondrous things and the essence of the reward, they would necessarily use and assume his work in order to obtain that wonderful reward for themselves. This would be considered working for themselves, for self-love, that in turn would falsify the whole purpose. Thus, we see that regarding the form of the work expressed in the words, a kingdom of priests, he was told no less.
Must be in order to bestow in all the vessels.
And about the unclear measure of the reward expressed in the words, a holy nation, he was told no more.
This is something a person has to discover in accordance with the correction of his vessel, and the form and the measure of his correction. Question?
This is a crazy paradox. He says he warned him, not more, make it vague and don't elaborate. What, it's a paradox.
I understand you. You want to say, but how can I even grasp that reward? What is adhesion in the Creator? What is that complete attainment of the Creator, the everlasting, eternal? For me, infinity, tell me I will live for another 1,000 years. That's infinite. Tell me I'm going to get $1 billion. That's infinity, right? Without limits. So what is the meaning of infinite, infinity, and so in my will to receive, it means that what I want in that time, at that place, it exists. What are you looking at me? In my will to receive, every desire that I feel, immediately, when it's fulfilled, it's called Ensof, infinity.
When it's implemented, when it's fulfilled, yeah. It's not in every moment.
No, every moment is called infinity. Infinity is means without limits. If you say you're going to get it in 2 minutes, are you telling me this is infinity? No, that's already a restriction. Infinity means without restriction. Imagine. What kind of world, what kind of state? Really, the moment you complete the thought about something, it's realized in on the spot. That's called infinity.
When is it happening, what you're saying? When will it happen to me?
When you reach the world of Ensof.
So what happens on the way to there? To reach that point.
Until you reach that point, gradually, you come to a state where whatever you want is realized, but with certain conditions, with certain restrictions, but it's realized. I want something, I don't know, you'll get it, but not now, because your degree is, let's say, half of Ensof, of half of infinity. So you have to wait, or you have to get half of what you want. Various restrictions. But again, this concept, I would like to clarify it. Ensof, infinity, means the entire desire in a person receives the complete fulfillment.
I want you to explain this. So you got a warning not to say more, just to make it vague and not interpret all the matter of reward.
Yes.
Why is that? And he says, if you'll know, you'll only run for receiving.
Of course, if they'll tell you about this big reward, if there would be no concealment, you would work only for the reward. You would never be able to come close to him in order to bestow.
So you see how it's opposite?
Of course it's opposite, in order to help you to be a man and not a beast that constantly chases fulfillments.
So how do you do this work?
That's why it's called work, because to chase a reward and to receive it and to enjoy, and again chase it again and receive it and enjoy, that's not considered work. Work is because you are working, and the reward, you prefer to get it later, maybe not even see it.
That's not normal.
No, because you begin to see that the reward is not something you receive inside your vessel, but specifically by being able to delay it, you're reaching the reward of being similar to the Creator. That's the reward. And the reward that you had before, you dismiss it, because it's bringing you down to the level of the beast. And sometimes, during the descent, you fall to that reward of the beast, and you work only in order to get food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, and then you see later, you know, you enjoy it, and later you catch yourself, well, where am I? What will be with me? Later, you try to come out of it. You feel that you can't. Then you don't know what to do with yourself. And then you discover that I have to be included in the group, integrated there. Other means, if it's other means, then you haven't reached the revelation of evil. Only in the group. If I'm included, integrated there, I close my eyes, I jump there, let him influence me. Let him just influence me. By that, I can change my attitude towards that reward. So that the reward would be adhesion in the group, adhesion in the Creator, and not in any other form. And this is something we have to reach. But truly, when a person sees that there is no other way, thank God it exists.
Who brings me to this state you're telling me about now? Who's telling me that I'll be in the group and not about the reward?
The blows?
So only my trouble.
Yeah, what kind of blows? The blows, well, you see that you're lost. You see that you're unable to do anything, you don't want anything, you're not interested in anything, that a certain passion is pulling you, is attracting you, it's tying you down, and you're going to remain like this your whole life.
In the Congress, you said about the 200 nusa, the blows brought him in Almaty.
70 new ones.
Why did they come? How did they come?
The Creator arranged it.
They came from blows?
No, not for the blows.
So what is it, a movie? Why did they come?
They felt themselves that it's good, it's worthwhile, it gives some light into their life. That's why they came. That's how, why the Creator brings a person to the good faith and says, take it. That's how they came.
You say that Bala Sulam that wrote this, so he didn't know that there's going to be Bnei Baruch and millions around the world. Did he expect it? He didn't fantasize like it is today.
Maybe I talked to him, I don't know.
Meaning, he's saying everything that's happening today, it's a huge fantasy. What, I see a congress in Kazakhstan, I couldn't believe it. What places you reach.
Thank you.
I'm asking, how could it be that the dissemination that you're saying that we're not advancing, and it gets the holes that even my imagination can't imagine that we reach such a... What, I tell people that we had a congress in Kazakhstan, they don't believe me. What? It's a Muslim country. How do you even get there?
So what if they're Muslims? If it's a Muslim country? I had questions about the Quran, Sufism... So what? Can we talk, speak with Muslims? I can speak with everyone. There's no problem. Don't be afraid of all those things. What's the problem? I can enter their mosque and tell them if they would want to hear about the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes.
What I'm trying to say that law were very successful around the world in dissemination. It's amazing. As much as you're saying that...
Okay, you understood what the reward is?
Yeah, it's disseminating around the world.
Right. Good.
Can I ask about working in the tent after the Congress?
Yes.
The last lesson, number 6, there were a few, you were focusing the work in the tents. One thing we learned,
second, third lesson?
The 6th one, the last one.
Oh, attack on the connection.
Yeah. One of the things you focused there is to know how to work in 2 levels. There's hatred below, and we build love above.
Well, we spoke about it a lot.
Right, a lot.
We have material on that, right? Somewhat. Let's collect it. It's worthwhile.
So this is the question. First of all, the theory behind it is clear. What practically can assure a person that he succeeds to build with love above hate if he doesn't see the greatness of the friends now?
If a person grows correctly, he accumulates in himself all the descents and all the ascents. All the criticism and all the successes and praises. That's how it is. A person who is experienced, as we call him in this world, He's been through everything. From this and from that. He's not impressed by... He's impressed by neither, as Baal HaSulam writes. He's not impressed by the bad thing that's revealed, and he's not impressed by the good thing. He knows how to observe things from the middle line. Look at this and look at that. You need both. And here we have to be. But what will give me the anchor that I will remain in the middle line? The group. The group. The middle state in the group is its static state, that it constantly keeps itself in the direction, meticulously on the path, consistently in the lessons, various things. This is simply a stable force that's always there. And each one towards this force is, you know, by the light and the darkness that come from above, he gets thrown into different directions. But he has adhesion through arvut, through connection, through all those things that no prisoner can save himself from prison. He continues on the path.
In this point where a person is in a rejection from the friends, he feels that he's on the left. So should he translate this into love in such a...
No, he can't. If he can do it, it means that he hasn't reached true hatred for the friends. Hatred means that I hate them, I want to burn them, as it's written in the Zohar.
So I hate them, I want to burn them, I have nothing of the greatness of the goal now. How do I raise above that? How can I act?
Did you establish everything with them? Did you decide on everything with them? If you did, the Creator keeps the avut. Unless you reach the extreme end, that you're willing to run away from them, you don't want them, and you're despaired, and you know that's for, you know, the exalted souls. If you don't reach that, then it means you haven't done the work all the way. It's like a pendulum, yeah? You have to reach the end point, and then you begin to return to the center.
The second subject you were talking about is a sacrifice that we have to take off more will to receive from us in order to advance. So how can we, what does it mean to tear off the ego? What is the sacrifice?
To belong to the society even more, devoted to the friends, to the creator, to the teacher, to the Creator, even more than before. That's the meaning of sacrifice. Akava. Itkarvut. Koban. Sacrifice from the word kov, close. I use that word on purpose because it's also in Arabic. Koban.
So the life of the ten should be even more belonging to the ten, to make myself even more committed. In advancement, we always have to feel,
look for holding points, and constantly scrutinize just how much holding onto the group can give me the point of certainty, security. My insurance policy is in the hands of the friend, just like you sign it with some outside company. That's it. Who can give this guarantee to you? Only someone who's outside of you.
There's a few friends asking the same question. Sergei from Moscow, and a friends that are in a Siblanka in the... How can we take the enthusiasm from the Congress and turn it into a spiritual vessel that you were talking about in the beginning of the lesson?
I don't think that you can keep the vessel of the Congress, as we see Almaty, Smuglanka. Do we see Smuglanka? We say Ukraine? Yeah? I don't think that Hello, friends. I don't think that it's possible to keep it, to maintain it, because people leave, they enter their tents, various connections. A Congress creates this external connection, but then you have to bring this intensity and you have to want to realize it in your tent. It's possible that in the future we'll do it in such a way that we'll need to send to the Congress representatives from each and every 10. But on the condition that from there we can bring an impression back. Maybe it wouldn't be physically, but virtually or something, I don't know. But the Congress has to give a new level to all the tents. It did, but the question is, to what extent each tent can be impressed, can be moved, can be excited by this and realize it? We have to our friend, give to our friends? Yes, Akoka.
Yesterday in the lesson, the last one, you said that the attack should be in being a fetus, an embryo.
We are headed towards that.
In the lesson, you were speaking that building that embryo is by having like this mutual place where we keep slicing pieces off of us.
From my ego.
Yeah, and that becomes that embryo.
Yes.
So what is that sac that for the whole ten? And what does it mean that a friend is slicing off of himself?
The group, and inside the group, as much as I can transfer from myself towards the group. From that, we collect we gather the intensity of the embryo, and once we reach a certain intensity, it becomes a real, an existing embryo.
What's this action where each one slices off himself?
I can say that, yes, some of my desires are indeed devoted to the group. I can say that.
Is it something we give each other? It's how do you bring each other to...
We'll have to work on that. Yes, group.
The tens with us today, Naharia, Latvia, Chelyabinsk, Novosibirsk, and the young group of Petah Tikva. Our daily task is, according to Rav's advice, we give gratitude for the pleasure and light the Creator gives us during the studies and working in the group. In the end of the day, we see how we succeeded in doing that. I'll repeat. According to Rav's advice, we are giving gratitude for the light and joy the Creator gives us in the work. And in the end of the day, we see if we succeeded. We have one announcement this evening at 6:30 Israel time. Zohar lesson. Good day, everybody. Song, friends.
The sun will shine. Laor shechoder achshav el haneshama. Vuelvas bien en mi puerta no cerrar. Por eso amigo debes aguantar. Я знаю что есть свет, но без твоей это не. Adelante, nuevo día brillará. llegar a Él.
There's no more heart of stone, all the trouble already are gone.
בכל מקום, בכל קצה, נרגיש את טעם החיים.
Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень.
להמשיך קדימה, ישר אל האור.
Свет и тень,
להמשיך קדימה, ישר.